And it's time for our walking practice now. And as I mentioned in the review, we're doing different kinds of walking practice to access this feeling of stillness and movement. And I'm going to the first walk today will be a repetition, and then I'm going to add a different set of instructions for the second walk of the morning. Again, so we're all on the same page. So, like we did yesterday, I'm going to ask you to do the regular walking practice, whether you walk, 10 steps or 20 steps, whatever it may be, at whatever speed is appropriate for this situation in which you're walking. For the newcomers, if you're going outside to walk around other people, don't do the super slow walking, is my recommendation, because it just makes you self-conscious and draws attention to you. So when you're walking, you're noting, as before, about movement, the lifting and the stepping, swinging, whatever style of walking practice you have learned and practice. But we're asking you to note it now as movement, that you're feeling, oh, this is movement. This is the felt sense of movement. I couldn't say the word proprioceptive during the meditation, which I thought was very funny. I couldn't pronounce it. But it's a proprioceptive feeling, this felt sense of movement. And it develops it. What we're doing is we're developing an awareness of it such that it becomes habitual, it becomes easily accessible. I would say, if retreat after retreat to people at Spirit Rock, as you're walking down the hill at launch, feel the movement, feel your presence in the movement. Just let the movement bring you into the moment over and over again. And that's what I'm saying to you now, that you're using the felt sense of movement to be present. And that sense of movement has in it a stillness. The stillness of knowing is right there. And so you're like fully present to the basic experience. So I'm really encouraging that. And then at the end of your walk space, you stop, and now you're just feeling stillness. And again, you're really cultivating that stillness so that it's recognized in your nervous system. You don't have to go create a structure of what is meant by movement, what's meant by stillness. It's you're reckon you've done the recognition over and over again, and so recognition becomes a neural pathway. You know it. This is about all these insights, but that's another subject. So that's what we're learning to do. Then when you turn around, you're moving again, but it's just you're turning to go back the other way. But that turning, the turning has a it's because it's a limited time, and we can capture our attitude. We can capture how we leave. We desert staying present with the turning, or we can see how, as I reported yesterday with myself, I wanted to push through it. I was just wanting to push on through because I was lacking the momentum of movement. And so I had to repeatedly bring myself back, to the stillness, and then staying present in the movement as the turning, as the movement's different than when I'm walking. So I have to really be right there to know, oh yeah, this movement has a different sense than when I'm walking. And I'm present for what that is. I'm in the moment. So with each of you. And then we do the walking again. So sitting, we do the, and let's go back and forth in that way. And after about, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes of this, start to create pause as we did yesterday. So stop somewhere in the middle of your walk because you choose. There's no reason, but you're now ready to practice pausing. So by choice, not by necessity, you're learning to pause. So when the mind starts to have papancha, this explosion of one thought after another, you are learning in the pause of your movement of walk how the movement of the mind can be paused just like you're walking. You're creating again this this felt sense of what the pause, you can pause, you can stop. You can just stop it. And we're learning this in walking. We will then apply it in this sitting. So you just stop. You see what stillness feels like. You're choosing stillness to be known. So empowering. Build your muscle up. Build your choices. So that's the assignment. And we will come back at 10:45. And I ask that you do the walking as a chunk of time. So don't chop it up. Just do one walking period. If it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it is. See you at 10:45.